Blog Talk Radio.
At North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl, how
are
you doing?
How are you tonight, my friend?
Well,
as fast as I can, doing as much as I can.
That's about it, right? And I tell you what, it's like everybody I know is going through some kind of major changes right now in the middle of this retrograde Mercury, so it's a bit, shall we say, challenging?
Oh, absolutely. Backing that Mercury up into Aquarius really made it a lot more of an adventure than what I would prefer.
So what's been happening in your neck of the woods?
Oh, all kinds of crazy things. You know, of course, it's season down here, and this time it's unseasonably hot. But so everybody is flocking down here. We have more snowbirds than what we normally do here. And so it's great to see everybody from up north, and it's, you know, it's wonderful, and work has been extremely busy, and I've been teaching 2 classes and all kinds of fun things like that. How about you?
Well, last weekend I had 24 inches of snow, and now for the last couple of days, it's been like spring. I'm wearing my spring tops and stuff. My cats are out on the porch.
Oh, sweet. So
it's a little bit bizarre. Yeah, and I've had a lot of family concerns and everything, and health issues popping up left and right and stuff, and then people are having mechanical or electronic problems because of the retrograde Mercury. So it's like, okay, let's just talk them down. But
it
way
is.
I look at
this is a time for that.
It's not going to last forever is the way I'm looking at it. So I am just keeping on, keeping on.
That's all you can do. Mercury goes direct next Friday. Yay!
Yay! I can't wait.
Let's throw a party for it.
Well,
I can't either.
The way I look at it, you know, we go through this once a season, you know, and I should be used to it by now because I've known about it for a long time. But every time I seem somewhat amazed about how things can go from order to chaos.
It is amazing. And, you know, it is the one retrograde that really is like a neon sign to people. I can't tell you how many people, even my dentist's office, it's really funny, about now because they've been to them for so many years, and you know, when you're an astrologer like you and I and love the passion of it, you know, we talk about it. And I can't tell you how many people, just by me telling them, oh, Mercury's going retrograde, that now they're like, ooh, you know, and they get it and they really understand astrology, because it is such a big factor when you're messing with somebody's mind like what Mercury does. It really shows an effect. And you know, when you have that, people really note, oh, there must be something to that, because here again, she's telling me it's from here to here, and this is when these things happen. And so when Mercury goes retrograde, I can't tell you how many phone calls I get. Is Mercury retrograde now?
I hear from every Virgo. I hear from every Virgo and Gemini on the planet.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm like, it's going to be okay. I give them compassion. And you know what the weird thing is,
absolutely,
the nice thing about the Mercury retrograde is with all the things that have been going on with my family, all of us have been connecting so much because of the health issues that popped up out of nowhere. So we've had more phone conversations than we normally would have. We got caught up on just our daily lives a little bit more. And that kind of thing has been going on too. So there is a plus side to it, you know. And And like I said, I'm trying not to make any changes with my computer or my cell phone or any of those kinds of things at this time. I'm trying not to upload any software. I'm just being very careful about viruses and stuff. I'm running checks more than I normally do just to be on the safe side with the electronics right now, just because I know what it can do.
Oh, yeah. There's certain things that, you know, like right now that I have on hold, and no matter how much I want to pay attention to it, I go, no, this isn't the right time. Mercury's retrograde. Just let it sit until after it passes, and then we can develop that or we can work on that. And again here, you know, it is. It's, you know, you have a certain more caution when it shifts gears like this. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. It's hard to be patient in our world today because we're so used to pressing a button and something happens.
Absolutely. And it is there to slow us down and make us take a look at things. That's one thing it does. It's a reexamining and going back and addressing old issues from the past and really making us look at things in a little different of a form. So, which is really ideal because right now with Neptune conjunct our sun, this is really a good time to really imagine peace.
Exactly. I find that a lot of people are going through a psychic awakening. A lot of people are dreaming more than normal. And one of the things I talked about today, because I officiated over the service today at the chapel, and was I was trying to explain to people about the power of music to change their mood in this cycle, too, because of Neptune ruling the Muses, and both Neptune and the Sun being in Pisces, you know, which is ruled by Neptune itself. So I was trying to encourage them to work with the energy, to try and get into the music of even the birds chirping outside, like where you live, you know, the sound of the waves. I mean, to look at the blessings that are around you, even if things feel a little bit ambitious right now. Try and grasp those moments.
Absolutely. To smell the roses, to feel the energy, to listen to the music of this world and the natural sounds that are out there right now. It's an awesome thing to see those beauties in this time of challenge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the other thing I like, too, is right now we have Chiron trining retrograde Jupiter in Cancer. So a lot of people are trying to get back into a healthier regimen that they look back at the time that they felt better, and they're looking back at that time and saying, what was I doing then? Was I bicycling? Was I going to the gym? Was I chasing around my four-year-old? What was I doing? So they can kind of go back because of Jupiter in square to Uranus as well. They could have an epiphany at this time, and they say, that's what I was doing different. I remember I was having those shakes every morning, or I was taking this vitamin, or whatever it might be.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not only with the physical health. It's also with personal relationships. I've seen a lot of it happening with personal relationships and looking at what was making the relationship work back then that isn't making it work now. And
yes.
How can we change that? How can we fix that?
Exactly.
That's where I've been
Everyone's
having a
lot
of them
security.
In relationships.
Yeah, everyone's looking for that security right now. And again, it's very elusive with that Jupiter retrograde, but that's not going to last much longer either.
No, yay, it's getting there. We're almost there with that one.
Yeah, all the changes that are going on right now, it should be a very interesting spring, and I'm looking forward to March. I'll be coming down to see you then.
That'll be so awesome. I can't wait till the end of March when I get to spend some time with you. It may not be much, but it's always quality time when you're down here.
It certainly is. It's almost like the roar and the thunder of our lives stops, and we're just girlfriend.
Exactly. It's such a
great
thing.
So we have a few
callers.
You
know, things start to progress forward.
We have a few callers, and it looks
like we have
one from your area. Or maybe not. It could be one of those things where they have that number, but they live somewhere else. Now, it's tricky with these cell phones.
Yes, it is. You never know
you
where you're
anymore.
At now.
Yeah, you can't tell from the area codes anymore where people are living, so I have to ask them, where do you live now? It's all good.
It is good. So how about we get to them?
All righty, then. We have one that's already been on hold for 22 minutes. Let's grab them right now.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. Didn't know I was going to get on so quickly. thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'd like to find out what's going on with me with this Pisces kissing the sun and the Mercury retrograde, how it's affecting me. And I know in my natal chart had Jupiter in Pisces when I was born. I don't know if that has anything to do, you know, any bearing.
What's your name?
My name is Patricia.
Okay.
And what's your birthday?
It's 1/24/63.
And do you know what time you were born?
Yes, 8:25 p.m.
And the city that you were born in?
It was Las Vegas and in New Mexico.
Las Vegas, New Mexico?
Yes.
Is there a different way of spelling Las Vegas?
No, it's the same way. I believe it's San Miguel County is what it is.
Did you find it after that?
I am still looking here.
Well, you could use Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's close enough. So,
is it really close to Santa Fe?
It's probably a lot closer than.
I got San Miguel, New Mexico. I just found it.
There you go.
Which county is it? San Miguel or Rio R?
San Miguel County.
Got it. Okay. And where do you live now?
The same state.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't have to relocate you. Right. Let's see what's going on. Ooh. Chiron is approaching your natal Jupiter, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
That is really nice for healing of things emotionally, feeling comfortable with yourself and your well-being and your spirituality.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel very comfortable with my spirituality, but I have a family member that is still really irritating me. It's been going on for quite a long time.
When's their birthday?
I think February 18th, but I'm not quite sure what year. I think she's like 9 years older than me. I don't know her time, but...
Well, chances are with the retrograde Mercury, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better because the old issues are not resolved. And I feel that trying to find a solution at this time might be counterproductive. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I think, you know, what I'm looking at as far as the situation is concerned is... Right now, Venus is in between your Mercury and your Moon, okay? And it's in Capricorn, okay? All of them are in Capricorn. And I think you are readdressing old emotional issues from the situation, and I do think that it is a time where I do not feel that it would be a good time to approach the situation or try and heal the situation. I think you need to have the patience to wait it out and see what happens with it and be more reactive instead of proactive with it. And you might find a little bit more success. But this is going to be a process because, here again, this is with this situation, it's going to take some time before you're going to find what will make you two amicable. And I think over the next couple of months, with Mars going retrograde in your second house of your own personal values and beliefs, that you're going to reexamine your personal values and beliefs and try and find a way of coming to peace without going to battle with her.
Yeah, the situation is my father just contacted me. There was an account that I was taking care of for him, and I'm thinking about getting out of it because she got wind of it. She found out about it, and I've received really nasty phone calls from her. And so I'm thinking of just getting out of it, and my dad agrees. So I don't know if this is the time to do that. I'm just thinking of getting out of it, but then there's blaming issues afterwards. So it's a bad situation.
Well, I feel if you feel you have to address it soon, I wait at least until the end of the first week of March, when Mercury and Jupiter are both direct. I just think that right now is a time to really think about it, show good intention, and as Jacqueline pointed out, see, in the situation, you know, if she's leaving you bad phone calls, she is looking for some kind of a reaction. She is looking to kind of go to battle with you. She's got some repressed anger and resentment issues with you, and that's probably not all your fault. This combination of factors that probably led you there. But what I tell people is it's better to respond than react. Know when somebody's trying to get your goat. Because even though you're an Aquarian sun, you got Moon and Mercury, as Jacqueline pointed out, both in Capricorn. So sometimes people will try and get your goat. And so for you, I think I would wait it out till then, because I think just think the aspects and the energies are a little bit more, you know, good for you to do it. Also, with Mars going retrograde in Libra, sometimes, again, a peaceful solution comes up that you didn't anticipate prior.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because Mars in Libra is kind of like the warrior for peace, okay, or the peaceful warrior, you know, the book, that kind of energy. And so I think that actually can help you, because it takes away the fact that there has to be, you know, a decided action now. It opens up a process to facilitate the peaceful passage of a change.
Okay. So I should wait to get out of this situation the first week of March, you said?
Yeah, the end of the first week.
The end of the first week.
And I'm going to say this, that, you know, I think you should wait. Again, I have to reiterate that, be reactive, not proactive. I have a phrase called, when in doubt, do nothing, okay? And at this point in time, you haven't gotten the indication. I know you want to run from it, but you haven't really truly gotten the indication of what is right to do, okay? You have to wait till, you know, Venus gets out of your moon's way and starts approaching your sun and things like this to really, if you're going to do it, have patience with it, okay, until something actually forces you to say, okay, enough is enough, okay, this is what I need to do. Because, again, here, she's right that I would not do anything, no matter what, before March 7th or 8th, okay. But here, again, I would still sit until, it may be later than that is all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So, before you really should do it.
Okay, I'll put a question.
Saturn also going retrograde, my feeling is that you might decide that you do want to take care of this for your dad. Because if he didn't need you to do it, he wouldn't have done it in the first place. And you don't want to have more loyalty to the enemy than the ally. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you are correct. I've been going back and forth with this, so maybe I should just stay cool.
I'm aware that it's causing you a lot of anxiety.
I'm
aware it's causing you a lot of anxiety, because Neptune and the Sun tonight that are kissing in Pisces oppose Uranus in your natal, in your 12th house. I'm sure this is causing some frustration, and it may even be affecting your sleep patterns, your eating patterns, because I think it has taken, you know, it does mean something to you, in other words, to me.
Yeah.
Okay? And so that's why I think to wait it out until you're making the decision coming from that place of calm, because then Mars will have gone, you know, retrograde. So you'll be able to use the logic and slow down the energy a little bit so that you'll feel very comfortable with your decision, because this really is your decision. It's not hers.
Right.
He already made his decision when he asked you in the first place.
Right. That is true. So just wait it out, even past March, to feel things out and see.
I think so. I think I like about March is that there's going to be a plethora of planets that are going to be in Pisces, too. So it tends to stimulate forgiveness, unconditional love, acceptance of the fact that you can't change her personality, okay, and that you just need to do what's best for all concerned, okay, whether it's a popular decision or not.
Okay. And should I wait to send in my taxes? My ex-husband did my taxes during the retrograde now. I couldn't control that.
Oh.
But we went over it. I just haven't sent him in yet.
Have him double-checked. Look at it after it goes direct before you do that. Okay. Take a second look at it.
Ooh, okay. He won't be available, but my question is, I guess I should wait too, because then on the other end, the tax, the state taxes, they could make a mistake too, cause, right? I mean, they could lose something or, yeah.
Right, with the Mercury retrograde, sometimes it's not so much that anything's intentionally done wrong, but there can be things missing or things that are overlooked, like deductions that would be of value to you.
Yeah.
So it is good to, you know, to be preserving of that, and you know, go over them if somebody did them for you. If you did them on your own computer, double check it. However you did them.
Yeah, he did make a mistake on my date of birth, but that's the one thing that we caught when we looked at it together. But I have it on my shelf, and I have not sent them in yet, and I won't send them in until after Mercury retrograde, because I do owe money this year. But so I'll just sit tight, I guess. All right.
Sounds like a plan. Well, we're glad you called in tonight.
Oh, I so much appreciate your help. Your words were exactly what I needed, so I do thank you. That was wonderful.
Well, bless you and keep us posted.
I will. Thank you very much. Good night.
All right, Patricia, have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of knew all those things are kind of going to show up for us. So at least we confirmed her. I think her intuition's working well. I just think that sometimes, again, when you let other people pressure you, you go outside of your comfort margin. You know, it's so easy to have that happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of times you don't want to disrupt things, you know, when somebody else is so coming so directly at you. You just want to go away. It's not worth it, you know. But sometimes it is worth it just to sit and wait, you know.
Exactly. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good evening, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How you doing tonight?
Good, good. It's been kind of a wild Mercury retrograde, hasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
One day at a time.
Like that.
That's all you can do.
I like that. Have you called in before?
Absolutely.
I have. My name is Andy, and my birth date is March 24th, 1965.
And what time were you born?
12:05 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Urbana, Illinois.
You still live there?
I'm currently in Overland Park, Kansas.
And how long have you been there?
Oh, golly. About going on 17 years.
Oh, okay, you're practically a native.
Yep,
I guess I am. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, I do. I'm kind of curious about finances. And then I just wanted your general astrological opinion. I know some astrologers that I've been listening to on podcasts have been getting kind of whipped up about this first pass of Jupiter square Uranus and talking about, you know, oh, this is going to be a big deal with the cardinal cross again, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know. I just sort of feel like it's all ride the waves, you know, put your life preserver on and ride the waves and we'll all be fine. But I was kind of curious about finances.
What are you doing for a living?
Well, I'm full-time in graduate school, but I do work limited hours as a research assistant.
Okay.
And I've just applied to attend a summer class, an intensive, that you have to be, you know, selected. They only select 40 students to go. And I should find out about March 15th whether or not I've been selected to go, and they'll pay your expenses. And I think it would be an excellent, not only an excellent class, but an excellent networking opportunity. It's more geared towards private industry or moving, leveraging your education into private industry.
And what are you studying right now at school?
I'm working on a PhD in nursing research.
Beautiful. I love it with Kyron in your ninth. That's excellent. Wow.
Wow.
That is so good. I'm so happy to hear that. I love it. I love it.
Well,
I'm not really seeing anything difficult around the finances.
Good. Exactly. I'm agreeing. That's what I was going to ask. Well, why are you so worried about your financial situation? Because that doesn't seem to be a major priority. It's flowing.
You know, I think probably just because it's not bad. It's just it's tight, and I'm wondering if it's going to loosen up at any point this year a bit more. It's a juggling act with trying to decide, well, you know, do you cut back classes and you go get another job, or do you seek part-time work, or do you just sort of kind of hold the line and keep, you know, keep the budget, keep a good eye on the budget and keep going forward. So I always kind of am looking at that. I suppose it's that Capricorn moon that's always kind of nagging at me.
Right. Well, I think when after Jupiter gets into Leo and starts to trine your Aries planets, I think you're going to see a really nice shift there. And I don't know if it's going to be around your money. I just think you're going to feel very fortunate and much braver about everything.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I think the reason it feels tight is because of a little bit of inner anxiety that you're going through right now. But
okay, that would make sense.
I think you're going to be in a rhythm with this, and really your fortune does lie in your education, and you know that. And
yes.
So right now this is a year of investing in you. Yes, things can be tight financially, but you're investing in you, and this is a wonderful thing. Because Jupiter rules, you know, all of the things that make us feel abundant and prosperous. And you are putting your money on you, and I love that about that Aries sun.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's quite a commitment. I mean, it's a long haul commitment, that's for sure. It's but I do think it's going to be worth it.
It is. I can 100% agree with Aphrodite. I couldn't have said it any better to you. She is so right on the mark with that this is such a perfect thing you're doing. You are so in tune right now. It isn't even funny.
Wow, well that's great to hear. You always kind of wonder, you know, as you're stumbling along your path. But that's great. That's great.
One thing you need to
keep
in mind,
be assured,
you're
on the right path.
One thing you need to keep in mind is Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, rebirthing, and transmutation, hadn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War, okay? And it's transiting your sixth house of work and service, and it's trining Uranus, Mars, and Pluto in your natal. Wow. So you have a backup foundation here.
Oh, that's great. Very nice to hear.
So know the storm will pass, no damage will be sustained, and you'll get through all this, and there you'll be shining the sun.
Well, thank you both very much for the words of reassurance. I really appreciate that and really enjoy listening to the show.
We're very glad you called
you.
In tonight.
Keep on your path.
Yes. Do you want me to keep you on hold so you can continue to listen?
That would be great. Thanks.
I'll do that for you then, and keep us posted.
All right. Thank
All right,
you.
God bless.
Will do.
All right. Bye. Wow. You know, it's funny,
hey,
Jack.
Nothing to add to that. I had nothing else to add. I was like, oh. There you go. That's what it is.
Well, you know, I think the first thing we picked up on when she called in, we're so used to doing things on the telephone with people. Just the vibration of her voice, what I could feel, her energy coming through. I felt optimistic before I even had the chart on screen. You know how you just get that vibe?
That's a good
just
thing.
Get that vibe? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, you,
you
ready
can
for the
feel
next
it,
one?
What's coming at you. Okay.
Now, this is one of those 111 numbers, Jack, and let's hope it's not your friend that's shy. Let's see, hope it's a person that's going to answer right. Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Are you there? Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Do you have a question for us this evening? Well, you're either shy or maybe they gave up on us. They were on hold for over 30 minutes, so I can't blame them. I'll just go to the next caller.
Okay.
And this one may be from the Miami area. Let's find out.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Deanna. How are you? Great program tonight.
Hey, there she is.
Oh,
how you doing, girl?
Hey.
I am sort of helping out a friend, and I'm driving a car to make a delivery. And I said, okay, well, I'm just going to sit and listen in the meantime. But, hey, guys, ladies, the clock is ticking, and on the 19th, I stand to lose my home if I don't get some forward movement. What do you see? And I think you already have my chart.
Yes.
Yes.
November
8th, 1949. Yes. November 8th, right. By the way, I sent Jacqueline a Facebook request.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not
I'll
on
as
much as what I should be. I will get around to it, I promise you. Hey, thanks.
Give me a second.
Okay.
So I'm not going to bring on my attention soda.
I am. I'm sorry for the interruption.
It's okay. We're not going to hold it against you. This is the 19th of March we're talking about, honey?
Yes.
Okay.
What kind of paperwork are you doing, or what work or effort is it that you're putting into it at this point in time?
Yeah, my question, too.
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to get all my papers in order, and I don't have them. And at the same time, I'm trying to be, you know, there for my relative who is not doing well, and I'm just spinning my wheels. Work has been very, very scarce. And that really, you know, is hurting me a lot.
Now, if you lost your home, where would you go, Deanna?
To heaven, I suppose.
No, seriously, do you have a backup plan in your mind? No, I don't.
It really would destroy me. It's been destroying me for 6 to 8 years already. This is all the result of a trap. And I can't seem to get out of the trap. Notwithstanding all the proof and everything else, I'm just completely scattered.
Now, who is helping
I've been
you with
told
the paperwork?
Many... That's what I'd like to know. Who is? Nobody. Nobody has.
Well, it seems to me is that because Mars is going to be retrograding in your third house of your community, I have a feeling that you might get a stay of execution. because of some of the interviews that are going on at that time. And I don't know why, but I feel that maybe there's something you miss as far as somebody within the community that could help you with the paperwork. I mean, I don't know how or when that would happen exactly, but you have time. You know, you have about a month. And so my feeling is that you might be able to get a delay for a time longer because of this Mars retrograde coming in. Because it's in Libra, which rules legal documentation. It's in square to your Jupiter in Capricorn. And you have been very, very persevering in trying to maintain this. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, yes.
Well, and I do agree with Aphrodite. I think there's somebody that you need to have assist you in some way, shape, or form. But here again, I started with the documentation. And Aphrodite is right. With this Mars going retrograde, I do feel that you have the opportunity to be able to have a delay in this and do some kind of negotiation with it. But I do feel the paperwork is not there. You don't have things in order the way you need to have them to be able to do that. And I would consult somebody about what to do with that, or B, I would have them help you with it, one or the other, because I think that you need some kind of organizational skill that you're not utilizing to be able to do this.
True. True. Gosh, I wish, you know, I wish things were different, but I'm in a hole. I'm in a hole, and it's not a holy one, actually. When you're talking about the Jupiter in Leo, since my ascendant is in Leo, would that benefit me somehow?
Well, it's not going to be close enough to your ascendant where you live now.
Okay.
For a while, okay? And it will cross your ascendant, I believe, sometime in October. So, again, because of the Mars retrograde lasting until the end of July, if you can get help or some community service to help you with this, I don't know what's available in your area, so I'm... You know, like I said, I can't give you a name and a number. I wish I could. But I just feel, like Jacqueline does, that there's someone that can probably help you to get this straightened out, to talk to the right people, write the right letter, okay,
right,
to get a stay of execution on this, on the order. And so that's what you need to find out.
Okay.
Now, I know you're on a computer because you're calling us, you're on Blog Talk Radio, so that's fine. But I feel that really try and do some kind of a search and find out someone local, not someone on the phone or all this kind of stuff where you haven't met the person, you don't know if they're legitimate. You want to talk to someone where you can go and sit down with them and say, this is what I have, this is what I lack, help me.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. I do want to keep on listening, so please put me on hold.
All right,
hold.
I'll put you back on hold. Okay, honey. Okay, you got it.
And remember me in your prayers. Thank you very much, Aphrodite and Jackie.
We will.
Okay, great. All right, God bless.
God bless.
We have such wonderful listeners, don't we?
We do.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. I have a question about my husband's business, if he's going to be successful. He just started, he does two different businesses, but one he just started. So I have his birthday and his day.
Yeah, what's
his day of birth is November 13th, 1968. He was born at 12:10 p.m. in New Hyde Park, New York.
That was 12:10 p.m.?
12:10 p.m., yes. He was born November 13th, 1968.
And what city again? I'm sorry.
He was in New Hyde Park, New York.
Is that near something else, or
Lake
because
Success?
I'm not finding New High Park.
My husband says it's in Lake Success, but I just Googled it. It's at New Hyde Park.
Okay.
He was born in Long Island Jewish Hospital.
Okay. Got it.
I got it.
What is this venture he's going on?
He's selling health products. And on the other business he does is Aflac, but then this new one is what he's really hoping that will take off. Hello.
What kind of health products are they?
I don't know how to explain what they're supplements. I mean, I don't know how to explain. There's a lot of different products.
Okay.
I mean, it's by a naturopathic doctor, and he started a huge line.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Good. All right. I see some frustration at the beginning. I don't want him to, I think he needs to use the dedication that he's known in his other profession in order to make this happen. There's a lot of energy behind it, but it's like any business, you know, you have to figure out the dynamic. And with the planetary energies that he has in Scorpio, he can do that as long as he doesn't get ahead of himself. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think this is a long-term process. I think in the long term it'll pay off, okay? In the short term, I think he's going to get very frustrated with it. And my biggest concern is him throwing it away, okay, and saying enough is enough, okay? Because I
okay,
think
so he shouldn't throw it away.
Level, absolutely. I think with
okay,
perseverance,
good.
Like Aphrodite said, with perseverance and looking at the big picture in the long term, you know, as far as this, you know, because I do feel that he's found a product that he believes in. Okay.
He does. He believes in a lot, but it's one of those things where you have to, like, get people on your team, and it's more about, what's it called, the pyramid type of thing where people, you have to get people, you know, other people who are interested in
right.
Joining the business.
Multi-level marketing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and here again, he has to be dedicated and persevere with it. Don't expect it to happen overnight, okay, is the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay.
In the long term, it will be successful.
What I think the key is, okay, Saturn is transiting very close to his sun. It's actually a little bit past his sun right now. So he probably signed up for this when Saturn was on his sun because he felt that this was something that he thought would help everyone. Kind of like a parenting kind of influence, okay? But Saturn's getting ready to retrograde the first week of March. So the key is the naturopathic MD, or the physician that's involved with this, the way to get the interest stirred up is going to actually have to do with seminars where people can listen to the use of the products and to put them out on the Internet and to really create the international market with the help of this doctor. In other words, to put the doctor out there and have it available on, for instance, his website, okay? And then for him to go on to his Facebook page and put it up. For him to put this doctor out there, because what it does is it verifies to people that this is a legitimate thing that's researched by a physician, and it gives them the details, so they're more apt to put the money down because of the reputation of the doctor.
Yes, he has a very good reputation. You're right. He's been on Dr. Oz. He's been on The View. So you're right. That is true.
That's what's going to make it sell. And if your husband can personally, with whatever site he has with the company, if he can market that better himself, even from his site, they'll order from him, you see? So part of it falls on the personal, even though this man is well-known in the collective. But this is what's going to put the money in your husband's pocket, and then he's going to feel like, I got to go for this. This is taking off. And he'll help more people, which is going to make him happy. He'll make more money, okay, which will allow him to invest more in helping more people.
Right, right. Okay, definitely. Well, tell him that. Thank you.
All right, great. You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, we're so glad
have
you called
night.
And keep us posted, okay?
All right. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's some heavy scorpion energy there.
I know it. I know it. But again, with Saturn here right now, I notice a lot of Scorpios are doing that. And a lot of people that have planetary energy in Scorpio,
yep.
Like look at you starting your two classes and stuff this year. I mean, there's just doors opening for that strong Scorpio energy to do something that has depth and meaning. And I think that's
absolutely.
Just wonderful. It's just wonderful. So you ready for the next one? I think he's down in, he or she is down in your neck of the woods. You ready?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good evening. This is Pam. Hi, ladies.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I've called before. I don't know if you have my information or you need it.
I do. I didn't keep it. What's your birth date?
12/8/43.
Right.
12/8/43, 6:30 p.m.
Right.
Buffalo, New York.
Right.
And where do you live now?
I'm in Florida.
Fort Lauderdale?
Close to there, yeah.
Okay.
What was the year again?
43.
Okay. Because it changed on me, and I thought it was something different. So, and it was. I don't know why
Mercury
it changed
retrograde.
On me. Yeah.
So what question did you
okay,
have
Okay, and what did you want to know?
Well, my financial situation has led me to put my home on the market back in October, and my financial situation is not getting better. Everything's going up. And this past week, I was also hit with an attempt to foreclose on me through my condo association, but I had paid for the months that they are accusing me of missing, and I have documentation. I'm seeing legal aid during the week to try to resolve this matter. There's a very short time period involved, and I've gotten behind a month or so on my mortgage. So I'm wondering how all this is going to play out, if I'm going to be successful in getting this resolved and then financially getting some help in some other way or whatever you see.
I think that this particular situation is going to resolve after Mercury goes direct. Mercury retrograde, a lot of times there is a lot of paperwork or electronic issues that gum up.
Right, I know that.
You have the documentation.
I'm having all that.
You have the documentation with Pluto and Capricorn right now and Venus as well. It's all about documentation. But as far as your financials making a quantum leap, I'm not seeing that. How are you getting your money now?
Well, I have sources of income, but I'm on a fixed income. And attempts to find little part-time something here or there has not been successful. And I did try in the past to refinance, and it didn't go through. And right now I'm hoping to sell rather than try to struggle to get another refinance. But I'm being pressured all the way around. And I certainly don't want the rug pulled out from underneath me after putting so much effort into it. I've even lowered the price to see if that would help. So I'm just wondering where things are going to go.
When you do things part-time, what do you do?
Oh, a variety of things. I'm open to pretty much anything. I mean, you know, within my physical limitation or whatever, you know, if I, nothing, you know, real heavy taxing. I mean, office, probably office or communications of some way, a variety of things. I have quite a big background.
Well, and I will say this. Know that you're in a process, okay? I think you're feeling the walls closing in, and I feel this is more of a process than the walls closing in on you all of a sudden. I agree with Aphrodite that I really wouldn't be worried about this association, okay? You know, I think that is a Mercury retrograde faux pas, and, you know, that too shall change, okay? However, I do think this home and the situation with the home is in a process, okay? And I think that you really need to open up to different possibilities. When Jupiter goes direct, you're going to have a little bit more of an advantage, and it's going to pass over your rising natally, okay? This is where you're going to start to see some benefits and where you're going to start to see some assistance and some help. I do feel that, you're looking at with the retrograde, you're probably looking at about a month and a half before you'll start to feel this energy coming into your first house. So it is a time, it's a good time for you to do some investigation and seek some other options as far as what to do with your home or how to deal with your home. It's a different animal sometimes when you're 60 days late on your, and I'm not encouraging you to do this, but it is a different animal that they take on when you're 60 days late on your house compared to when you're on time with your payments. So
yeah, I always
I'm just
was
suggesting that you might
a long time, and I thought just doing going by the book and everything, trying to, you know, be. But then I've heard of other people who were in worse situation and they got approved. So
And here again, this is my point: is that there may be other options out there, and I was just throwing that out there as a suggestion, not necessarily that you should, but I would consult somebody before doing this and really think of other alternatives than what you have now. Okay.
Right. You don't see any, as far as any other money coming in through possibly finding some part time or something unexpected. Coming in or family, anybody assisting me in any way, at least to get through the, you know, this difficult time.
Are you bilingual?
I can speak some Spanish, but I'm not totally bilingual. You know, I can get by, order dinner, understand some things, but I couldn't go in and say I'm completely bilingual. And usually if you're in an office setting or whatever, you have to be, you know, pretty much on top of the game.
Right. Well, I think if you do something, whether it's temporary or more permanent but part-time, I just have a feeling that you're being able to at least work a little bit with the Spanish is going to help you, okay?
Yeah.
And I really feel
when do you
very
feel that
maybe
coming in?
I think it could come in any day.
Mm-hmm. Would this be something I've done in the past or something new or
well, the retrograde energy
related?
We have going on right now, it could be either.
Oh, I see.
In other words, you could go back to a place you were before or you could go back to a place that reminds you very much of a place you were before. Okay?
Okay, because that was on my mind, too. There's something that kind of hits home there.
Have you signed up for, like, temporary agencies there?
No, I haven't really signed up. I've been kind of searching the websites, the Craigslist and the Career Builders, that type of thing. I've been searching regularly for their openings, but I haven't.
I would also go and do some Googling for temporary agencies that actually place people because they're going to do all that work for you. They have it right in front of them. Okay?
That's right.
And it might save you a lot of the angst you've been feeling. You've been feeling a lot of this anxiety. So do look yourself. But get somebody else looking for you, too, for a temporary position, because you know what? Then you're going to feel like you have this invisible ally. I just think it's going to make you feel more secure.
Oh, yeah. And as far as my home, do you feel that moving any time? I mean, do you think once Mercury goes direct, I'll start showing my property more?
Well, you know, I have to be honest with you. I think it's a reorganization that you need to look at here again. With Mars is going retrograde the day after Mercury goes retrograde, and Mars is in your natal fourth house of your home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I think there's some kind of great renegotiation or reworking that may save your home.
I've gotten so discouraged, though, and so many other things have come into play with the energy here and the negativity and things that I've pretty much resigned myself that is the path I should be taking. You know, it's the finances, yes, but there's been some other things going on energetically, I guess the word is, that don't to feel right anymore for me.
Yeah, you don't feel safe there.
Well, safe emotionally, I don't know, just something. You know what I'm saying? You just get that feeling like things aren't the way they were, and there's just the negativity, and there's not the connections you had when you first came with, like, neighbors and the community and things like that, and you almost feel like, well, I guess these things are happening for a purpose to make me change. I don't know, because
right.
have not been serving my highest good or made me feel very good about things. I'm thinking, well, if things keep coming against me and knocking me every time I try to do something, maybe it's not the right thing. So I don't know.
Right.
But I may still have to do something in the interim so that it's not pulled out from underneath me and I don't lose my investment.
Exactly. I want to tell you something. In
yes.
One of the things that I do with my astrology is I look at the Arabic parts of destiny, okay?
Okay.
And there's two different parts of real estate. One's located at 21 degrees of Libra in your chart, and the other one's located at 28 degrees of Cancer in your chart, and you have Mars and Jupiter sitting on those coordinates in July. So if you're going to actually either invest in real estate or become liquid with what you have, that's the process
uh-huh.
you're looking at. What you have to do now, you have to create a strategy that gets you through to mid-July.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because that's when everything's going to change for the better. And
yeah.
just let God work it out. But I
yeah.
tell you, by mid to late July, the real estate issue is going to be resolving to your benefit.
My benefit.
So do try to get temporary jobs. Try to work with the paperwork. Do the things that you need to do. Knowing that in July you probably will make a change, and you'll do it then because you can do it voluntarily. You're not going to do it under the gun like you feel right now. You're going to do it because
right.
you've made enough progress that you can do it more easily.
Right.
Okay?
Just, you know, I'm just fearful because I don't like I say, it's taken me so long to get equity back because for so long I was underwater, and then all of a sudden, then you get the equity back, and then all of a sudden, you know, the wolves are at the door again. So, you know, regardless of whether I stay or I go, it's got to work out better than it has been. And I've been knowing it's coming for actually a couple of years. It's been, you know, a situation going downhill. But the community resources that were aiding me to keep going, they were all taken away from me. And that is a big part of leaving me
that's
in the lurch.
A lot of
I am.
I know. I know.
Yeah,
and
it's affecting a lot of
anymore.
People.
Yeah.
You know, I hope the caller you had earlier, I hope she will seek out some county resources geared toward her age group or her situation or however it may apply. By looking up county resources, hopefully she's listening, and maybe that will send her some help because you do have to do a lot of research on your own on the Internet to find out where to get help. But
right.
Thank you, ladies, for your input. You're very good, and I enjoy your show. And, yeah, it's been a pretty rocky retrograde in my world, and I know a
right.
lot of people around me saying the same thing. I noticed there's a lot of people sick with colds and stuff, so maybe the stress is running down their immune system. Anyway.
Well, thank
we're not
you so
supposed
much for calling
to be sick.
In.
We're not supposed to be sick in sunny Florida.
Right.
Okay, ladies.
No.
All right. God bless.
Thank you very much. You too.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we've got
bye-bye.
About 30 seconds left. You need to tell people where they can find you, Jacqueline.
They can call me at 772-286 2720. How about you, Alfredette?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. It's been a pleasure serving you tonight. I wish you a beautiful week. And the next time we talk to you, Mercury's going to be direct.
Yay! Have a good week.
Have a nice night. Bye-bye.